Welcome back, Stony fam, to another episode of the Stony Sisters podcast.
What's pop, lock, and dropping?
Look, I have some pop and lock in me, but I don't got a lot of drop in me.
We need Meg.
Not
we
with
need
these
the Meg. We need the Meg. We need whatever cartilage she got in her knees. Just
because you know what? She's 2 years younger than us. 1 year younger than us.
You know what? That's a good question.
So, I mean, we should be able to.
Right. We're not 30 yet. Like, dang.
We're pushing, but.
We still got some time. Look, we're in our late
20s. Okay? Yeah, we literally are in our late
20s. She's 26. She's born in 95.
Which is so crazy to me. I was like, I saw that the other day and I was like, did you know that she's 26? And he's like, yeah, I did. But I'm like, no idea. You're so successful for.
Yeah, for being 26
years old.
95?
Holla at that.
She's very mature
too.
For her age, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much.
Anywho.
We're back. Not stoned yet.
Not yet, but we're going to get there.
Jess, shall we start?
Nice, yes. A nice,
King Palm.
Mm-hmm.
What do I got in here? J1, which is a hybrid strain. I didn't show you, but I'll show you right now. The buds are so nice. It was trimmed very nice. And it has very much a, like, pungy, woodsy, very much herby smell. And very much uplifting effects. It's very much, very much, very much.
So, wait, is yours sativa or hybrid?
Hybrid strain.
Okay, because mine's... Halfway through that, we'll start smoking on this because it's indica.
Or should we start that?
We'll start with this one of these little guys. I have some from the Giving Tree, some Bubba Diagonal. It is a indica hybrid, it's a cross me neither. I just grabbed it because the buds, like you said, buds looked so good, and they were nice and like fluffy, but they were still kind of dense a little bit, you know. So it was like. Perfect. But it is mixed between Triangle Kush and Bubba Kush. Hence, the Bubba Diagonal.
I like Bubba Kush.
So.
Never can really get my hands on Triangle Kush. Oh, you need a lighter, huh?
We need a lighter. That was our chancla. Look, at least you have one accessible, okay?
Like,
when she has the big old lighter.
The freaking barbecue lighter. The other one's outside. I can get it, but it's like starting to. It's so weird. Like, I feel like it's starting to come apart or something. I don't know. I did roll in, I think I said King Palm, but it's a. I don't know if you guys have tried those. They're the King Palms with the terps. I think we've talked about them in a couple episodes.
And we did post on, I think, before on our page, too, so.
Yeah. But this one is the mint flavor. I think I got a blueberry one time, and it was very medicine-y. I didn't like it. No. It wasn't medicine-y. It was very, like, swisher. Vibe.
It gave you that taste. Uh-huh. And probably... made you automatically think of a Swisher. Yeah. So you were like, I don't like that.
It just, the taste just wasn't it for me. It took away a lot from the tree, too. And just the mix of the flower and the terps, it wasn't it for me. But the mint one, I actually do enjoy. This one, it's because it's, like, fresh. It's refreshing. But, yeah.
We were just talking about, me and Jake were just talking about Backwoods and Swishers and how we used to smoke them all the time. And now we're just like, nah, can't do it. Can't do a Backwood because it's just so, you can taste the nicotine. Like, you can taste it.
It doesn't make me feel good. I'm not going to lie. The last time I smoked a blunt was when my cousin was in town and we smoked at Cobra.
Oh, dang. Remember? That was a minute ago, but yeah.
Last time I smoked a blunt.
You're right.
And I felt really good. Because, like, obviously it, like, intensifies the high, you know? So I see why people smoke them, you know? But then I was just like, okay, I'm kind of woozy.
Because it's the tobacco.
It's the tobacco for me. It's It's the tobacco for
me. Yeah, no, it's the tobacco, because that's what me and him were saying. We're just like, well, obviously. So nice,
first of all.
Thanks. We're like, obviously, people are addicted to it, or, like, they like them a lot because it's the more so the tobacco, but whatever, to each his own.
Right.
If that's all that there is at a function, well, this was prior to COVID, but if that's all that there was, then yeah, I'm smoking it. I'm not, beggars can't be choosers. Mm-hmm. But me, I will definitely choose one, a King Palm or some papers.
I will sit out of a blunt rotation. I really will, just because I know. I'm like, I don't want to be a buzzkill and throw up.
Right.
Because I'm freaking queasy from the tobacco, so.
Which is crazy because we used to smoke them. That's all we smoked. Until what, our junior year, Wiz Khalifa? Until Wiz popped off with the papers?
With the papers. And then, yeah, we just kind of started getting a little bit more holistic ourselves, so. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was a bunch of, where do we put the guts?
Yeah, exactly. All over you, trying to put them back into the.
Not throwing them in your kitchen trash because you don't want your mom to see it.
They smell.
Having to take it to the dumpster.
Being young and dumb, like, oh, I'm going to smoke me a Swisher. Bitch, I almost threw up. I was on the side of my mom's house once, and I had prime times, and I had a Swishers, and I was like, well, fuck it, I don't have any weed, so I'm just going to try and smoke it, you know, be cool. I literally was gagging on the side of her house right there. No offense. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going
to
do that again.
I used to fuck with the prime times.
Prime times were the shit.
Yeah, bro.
We thought we were cool
as fuck.
Can I get a prime time?
Oh, what flavor?
Now we look back, what were we doing?
Seriously. But anyway, yeah, that's a little bit of what we'll be smoking today. I don't have concentrate. I have my pen somewhere in my purse.
We actually busted open that cartridge.
Oh, yeah.
Scraped it all out. Tastes pretty good. I don't remember what it is, so I'm not even going to really talk on it, but yeah. I haven't really been on the concentrate.
So you were able to dab it? That's dope.
Yeah. It just went straight. And it tastes...
Tastes good.
Tastes good. I was like, okay. Okay, honey, whatever it's called.
So ever since I got the Kind Live Resin cartridge, like,
yes.
That's...
Your
like,
jam?
That's my jam. Probably just live resin in general, I feel like. But it is a little pricier, so I have to be, like, willing to spend a pretty penny, you know? But I'm totally willing to because, A, the effects, the taste.
Right.
So I picked up some vape pen cartridges, which will actually lead me right into my little story I want to share. But
because you didn't even tell me.
No, because because my phone was dying. So, anyway. I picked up some vape pen cartridges, and just the difference, like, the live resin, remember last weekend when you tried it, or the last time we recorded, you tried it, and you were like, okay, I can definitely feel, like, it's stronger in the chest, like, it's a heavier hit.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt, like, your throat, do you think?
No, it didn't hurt. I wasn't...
Choking.
Yes.
Same. Like, I felt it, obviously, I feel it in my throat, I feel it in my chest, but, like, the vape pen one, like... Switching, so last night I put it on, and oh my gosh, like, it hits the throat. Like, it's a big difference. And I don't know, no, the same mouthpiece is the same, so.
I'm probably saying just the live, because it's live resin. Mm-hmm.
It has to be, because, sorry, my.
Yeah. You blow,
It clutch as fuck, though, this lighter thing. I've been using it, especially for bowls.
Yes, bowls. I was going to say bowls. I actually had one of those, and I was using it so much for, like, my tree that now I don't have it, and my candles are getting to that point where I'm like, damn it. So I have to go buy some more. But
you know what? They're not that expensive, so it's worth it. Like, a pack of two?
I have to go to Target anyways.
Right. I'm going to put a... pickup order. Target's clutch for that too.
Ooh,
first of all, shout out to Target, because Target, yeah, you should high key
have that.
Put it in, because by the time you get home, it'll be ready. They wipe down their station still. First of all,
okay, Target.
Second of all, come through with the curbside pickup.
Pull up, and you just text them.
On your app, you just say that you're here. It gives you a code, and when they get to your car, they're like,
what's the code?
Mm-hmm. So basically, you want to tell them, like, I'm leaving my house. You tell them, I'm on my way. So they're, like, getting out of the car and shit.
Gathering everything.
Mm. And then, so when you're there, it's like, are you here? Like, and you tap, like, you're here.
What?
Or tell an associate I'm here or something like that. You say I'm here, and one time I did it, like, as I got there, I was, like, on my way, and I'm here. And it's like, next time, let us know when you're on your way so that
they're an like, associate... Bitch. Bitch.
Now we're rushing to get your
now
shit.
Now we're rushing, and we hope we got it all. What are we talking about? We're here.
Here for what?
Here for what?
I need to get the other lighter, because this is going to...
We have three more joints to go. Oh, wait, no, we have this big ass...
thing. One second, folks.
She said I need the other lighter. It happens. Don't worry about it. And we're a little stoned right now, so it'll be fine.
Step into my Arizona room.
So clutch.
Okay. Is it me?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, my story. Don't know why I keep doing this to myself. Don't know why I keep going here, if I'm going to keep bitching. But again.
You should just went to the north one.
Honestly, I should just not go at all.
At all, but yes.
At all. I think Nirvana Center has deals on vape pen. The Phoenix does deals on vape pen. So I don't even know why I just even wasted my time there. I just thought maybe they had it a little bit more together. And then I was just like, a priority. Like,
I'm a med
online
patient.
Med patient. Like, thinking I was going to get in and out, giving it enough time to get my confirmation.
Okay,
like, I put it in.
They had more than enough time.
Yeah.
From what you told me, just.
I put my order in at 8:30. I wanted to be there by 10:30. To pick it up. So I was like hoping that I'd give them enough time to get, you know, mm-hmm. one and done, sending my messages, confirmation, your shit's ready. Sorry. So I didn't get that. So I ended up having to go like midday because when I got the text, it was just like 20 minutes too late and it was just going to throw my schedule completely off. So whatever, I was just like, whatever, I'll just go after. But again, thinking, fuck yeah. By the time I get there, I'll be like, yeah, I got my text 4 hours ago, 5 hours ago.
Like, I ordered it at 8:30
a.m. You know what I mean? Like, my shit's ready.
Straight?
Yeah, I'm good. And no, like, it's not, no, you got your text, go ahead, go in, you know, how, usually if you have your text,
yeah.
like,
they ask you, hey, do you have your text? Okay, cool.
And it was pretty quick. No, that shit was packed the fuck out. Like, insane. The line for the online med patients was not long. There was 5 people ahead of me, which
okay.
I was like, not bad at all. I waited an hour outside with 5 patients ahead of me.
What?
Any other dispensary that I've gone to had not had that problem. A. B, I do understand Herbal Wellness is one of the only dispensaries of very few that are still running, like, a good deal every day. I understand that. I do.
Right.
But you've been open and been doing these deals, and you still don't have it figured out. Like, it was 2 hours before.
Excuse me.
You know?
I'm sorry.
Yes. It's an hour,
and there was 5 people ahead of
mm-hmm.
you.
And I get it, like, don't get me wrong, I'm choosing to wait, you know what I mean? Like, I took all those things into consideration, but I'm like, there's gotta be a better process somewhere, or you guys literally need more staff.
Because I'm thinking, is it because they're letting the rec patients go back there, and then the recs
so
are, like,
I thought, shopping? I thought it was, like, priority rec a little bit, because I was just like, okay, are they, like, money hungry? Like, you know, obviously they make more money off of a rec patient, higher
right.
taxes.
I don't know why I call them rec patients, because they're not patients, but
they are patients. We're all patients, right?
Are
so,
we? Okay.
Whatever. Rec
patients.
I was
saying that the other day, and then I was like, am I wrong? And I said, you know me, I start overthinking shit.
I mean, it's a medicine, so whatever, you know? We all need it in
I'm at the pharmacy, remember?
Yes, I'm at the pharmacy. Okay, let's see if I can break this.
Okay, but yeah.
Thing.
So
then I noticed that it was just one employee taking... One employee was taking rec. There was just one person. So I'm like, either they just kind of know what they're coming for and they're like in and out type thing, or I don't know what the whole... I just don't understand.
What?
And then there was like shift changes, so I just kind of came at an awkward time at the same time too, but still an hour.
I would think maybe like 30 minutes top.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes? 7 minutes.
With my text message with, it's just so, I, and because I know that I can choose to wait or not to wait, like, I'm choosing just not to go there anymore. Like, that was my final straw. Actually, I do have to go one more time because I have, I filled my punch card, so I get a free eighth now, but I'm going to go, like, on an off day. I don't know when an off day is.
I was going to say, when is an off day?
But, yeah, that's
you have the to reality. Go, like, on your day off, like on a Wednesday.
I can't go on a Wednesday because Wednesday is the fucking cartridge deal.
Yeah, okay.
That's when I went. I went on Wednesday.
Oh, fuck.
So I can't.
Why was I thinking that was like on a Saturday?
Maybe like a Tuesday evening or like a Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night.
You know what I mean? Randomly go, but
if you work there, can you let us know?
I don't know. I'm like, they have, I mean, they had people working, you know what I mean? And like, don't get me wrong, Herbal Wellness, great product, great staff. Right. The staff is really nice. Everyone, like,
no problem.
It's not a bad
there.
Experience.
Yeah.
It's just that's
the bad.
The pit of going there is waiting that.
And then
long.
You're kind of like, it's a 50-50 chance. Because there's a chance you could go there and you can easily wait 20 minutes, 15 minutes, you're mm-hmm. in and out. But then, more than likely, you're like, yeah, I have to just know that it's going to be packed as well going in here.
See?
Oh, okay, wait, maybe I have done. No, I don't know.
So then we smoke it this way, obviously, because I don't want to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I popped the fuck out of that.
I've heard the, you know what, I need to check. I can totally smell
okay,
it.
Okay, so we're going to light up this King Palm. Just cracked a little. So the Terp, it's like a, if you guys ever were cigarette smokers or just are, like, familiar with cigarettes, like Camel Crushes, how you would crush that little thing, that's what the King Palm, you crush the little Terp thing.
The little Terp
thing. And let's just hope this thing burns good, because that's one thing I will say about King Palms that I've noticed, it kind of burn a little funny.
Yes.
So
Jake was like, I don't want to fuck with these right now. And I was like, no.
No, I want to.
I was like, I want to. Come on. So then we went and we got mini. We got the mini ones with no, because I don't, he didn't like, he must have popped that. Because he didn't like the way the flavor tasted.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you guys have?
It was like a banana. It was like a banana something. And he was just like, nah, it took away the taste of the tree.
Yeah, and I was going to say that. I was like, dang, it's going to take away the taste of that tree. But, like I said, it was a little pungy, a little woodsy, so we can add a little bit to it.
You liked it.
But, moving forward, just a little excellence out there. Here in our home state, Tucson, the U of A Wildcats are heading to the Final Four for the first time ever. I was going to say the last time ever. The first time ever.
And today they actually play UConn. So, what time is it?
It's 5:15.
Okay, so we're going to have to hurry this up. Because it starts at 6. Just kidding. And actually, another little tidbit. The coaches, Adia Barnes, who's the coach of U of A, and Don Staley, they're making history, too, by being the first black head coaches to reach the women's Final Four in the same season. Even cooler fact, they both played in the WNBA, too. So, holla for that.
I want Ashen for a passer. That is. That's a...
Thank you. Thank you for that. It's proper etiquette. It's like, oh, okay. You're born right. You were raised right.
Yeah, that's dope. Shout out to them.
They're playing, I think, Stanford and South Carolina. They were playing. I don't know who won, though. So
I don't
we'll find
watch
out.
Much college ball. But I know a lot
I just
of people
started watching
like it. A lot of people like just like a lot of people.
March Madness.
Oh, okay. I know a lot of people like college football, too, just because they go, you know, they're showing their.
Yeah.
How do you put it? Like, they're just playing, like, nasty. You know what I mean? Like, just really showing out.
There you go.
Okay, anyway.
But they're doing good. There is this one Paige, I don't even know how to say her last name, but she's good. She's only a freshman. I was like, oh. Damn. She got a little swag to her, too. I'm like, okay, she be wearing the little braids. They asked her about it, and she's like, well, you know, if I got my braids, that means it's going to be a good day. And I'm like, okay, I'll see you, girl. Also, I know we talked about them before, and I think a past episode, which we still haven't tried all of their, we haven't received, like, tried any of their stuff, but Curaleaf created,
Get your life together.
Oh my gosh. Curaleaf. Get your life together.
When you blew it out.
I collected it.
Curaleaf.
It, like, right here, though. Sorry, yeah, we're talking about the ashtray. We're getting ash together. We need to get our life together.
This is really good. I just want to stop and say,
this, it's burning perfectly, so.
It's burning really good. Set that intention real quick. And it's not too overpowering. At first I thought it was, but I'm like, no, this is actually really refreshing.
But do you see how it's, do you see how.
Yeah, and it's oily because you can feel it.
Yeah, well, that's why I like do it this way, you know? Okay. Don't put your lips on it like that. But do you see how the other flavors, like the blueberry and like the other kind of sweet flavors, how they can be pretty overpowering?
Yeah.
Look at Alexa.
She's like, what, bitch?
But anyway, you were saying.
Curaleaf, again, with Select. Another new Select product. Ooh, hit it a little too hard.
Excuse me.
420 is coming up. But Select product, a new one. Some people may have seen it. I think I saw it on their Instagram page. It's called Select Squeeze.
I did see it. I think I saw Tangy Angie post.
Posted it? Yeah, I think somebody. So. Yeah, somebody definitely posted it. I saw it. But it's a fast-acting THC-infused beverage enhancer. It gave me Mio vibes.
Mio? Okay.
Like, I think that's probably what's the concept. And according to them, it was created, and I'm going to quote them, by turning cannabis oil into tiny water-soluble molecules. The THC compounds not only dissolves evenly into the beverage, but are also more rapidly and effectively absorbed in the bloodstream, with effects felt in as little as 15 to 30 minutes, significantly faster than any traditional edible.
Well, I guess that makes sense, like, if you're, I don't know, I feel like I'd want to hold it in my cheeks for, like,
I was going to say, or, like, under your tongue.
Yeah,
makes but sense.
Do they have, I wonder if they have,
I think we'll I saw look. They do had they different have flavors, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, like a meal vibe, yeah. For sure. For sure. Dope. That's cool. That's something I feel like is kind of easy for people who don't really want to do the whole candy vibe or like.
Or they don't like the smoke. They don't. I know a lot of people don't want to smell like it or it's just a little too much for them.
Or some people just don't like the smell of.
Yeah. Or same cannabis. Thing. They don't want to have the edible. Like, so they can try this. And I feel like this is more. You could get someone, like, the stigma. Of it. They'd be like, oh, wow, okay, so this is a way that I can get...
Kind of microdosed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. I'll have to check that out, or check some reviews. But in other news, in the United States, New York and Mexico just became the 16th and 17th state to legalize medical marijuana for recreational sales. Yes, I'm awake to that, because... I'm pretty sure the United States is looking pretty green for the most part, but as far as rec sales go, there's just a few of us out there.
That is true. Facts. But now, when we go to New York, at least we know.
We're safe.
We're safe. We're good. Because last time we took it, like, I packed it in my makeup bag and everything, because I was just like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get good weed out here, and I'm gonna be out here for like 5 days. So there we go. And New Mexico, I mean, I don't know what I'd go to New Mexico for, but if I ever go, okay, I'm gonna stop this dispensary. And we can actually just gallop right into Cosmos.
Yeah.
And like we said, our schedule did change. So we're going to be doing the 2 times a month. So we'll be giving you whatever's going on in the cosmos in the beginning of the month. We'll obviously give it to you in that episode. And then later stuff, we'll give it to you in that episode. So.
Coming through. Coming up, actually.
I know it can't
quit. So you'll get this episode. It's just new moon after full moon, but later episode, or maybe next episode, mm-hmm. I do want to talk about the other phases of the moon that obviously it cycles through. Yes. Because that too has an effect on, because the moon as a whole has an effect on our emotions and.
I'm telling you, we're made of water.
So, anyway, this will drop for you on the 6th, and then, so 5 days later, you'll have the new moon. So, between this episode and Instagram, we'll be giving you
little tidbits.
Little tidbits.
So, we actually have, like you said, a new moon coming up, the Aries new moon. That's coming up on April 11th. Just a little side note. Aries is the zodiac that is ruled by Mars, which is known to be a planet of action. So, you know, like, really just, like, going after things, taking control of things. Say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. You're following through. There you go.
Thanks.
No, it's hitting really. It's
still burning.
It's still burning.
I'm so lit, but... I feel good. Like
me too. I'm telling you, it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It's refreshing. But as we mentioned in the past two episodes, Aries season is the start of the the new astrological year, technically, since it is the first in the zodiac signs. So we really emphasized in Pisces how Pisces was like that closing out. It was the last. Sign.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to take into account, and it's a really good time. I've been trying to work on this a lot with setting intentions, writing them down every day. I'm doing like a gratitude, like what I'm, even if it's just something basic like moving my feet, I'm grateful for that, because sometimes I think about it and I'm like,
it's the little things.
It's
honestly
literally the little things.
And that's funny because I tell Dylan that. And he, like, thinks about it too deep. And I'm like, no, literally, just, like, I'm grateful for my blankets.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my toothpaste, you know, my organic friggin'
that we can have, that we even have, like the ability to have
to
this.
Have, yes, exactly. The little things.
I'm always, like, oh, I'm so thankful for my knees. And I'm so thankful for my hips.
For
like,
my five senses. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So
I've
really
been doing...
And like really putting intentions next to it too, just like,
and saying them, mm-hmm. and going back and reflecting and looking at the intentions that you set, crossing them off, not really crossing them off, but like seeing like, oh yeah, I did that. You know what I mean? I was thinking today, I was like, dang, I have so many journals that I just rotate through.
You're like, okay.
All day.
Right.
One's, like, a simple one that's, like, tracks, like, my water, my activity, like, my little... Just, like,
yep.
the gratitude one, the little...
Yep.
And then it's, like, my daily journal, like, my...
Write it all
writing
out.
Writing out. And then you got your dream journal, your moon journal, your spiritual
yeah.
journal.
I know, my journals are,
no,
like, all
journal.
Over the house, too. Like, one's in my room, one's in my office. I'm like, okay, where's that other one at? Go get it. But with that being said, it's actually a really good time to reevaluate your goals, too. Like I said, I've been writing out my, goals for the month. Sometimes I take it a little extreme, and I've been doing, like, goals for the day. But
no, that's good, though. Like,
a
just
sticky,
a little to-do.
It's a lot of sticky notes.
A lot of sticky notes. To-do list.
Yeah, like, little to-do list. I'm just like, okay, got that done.
I've been using, because I do to-do lists for work, so I need
mm-hmm.
to, I do a to-do list in my phone.
Yeah.
For, like, myself, like, a little check-off. Because that's gratifying for me, because you know how you can do the little bullets.
Yes, yep.
And check,
and
mark them
check off. I love that feature.
Yeah, right? But, yeah, it's all about fresh starts. new beginnings, like you were saying, taking action, taking risk to manifest mm-hmm. those new desires and intentions that you've set, and jump out of your comfort zone. Like, I know nobody likes to be uncomfortable. I've said this in the past, but it's like you have to be uncomfortable to move.
To grow and...
Exactly. Thank you. It was going to take me a little... My high mind was going to take me through a maze to figure out exactly what I needed to say.
No, but that is exactly what it is.
Thank you.
But as we said, so we're cutting down a little bit on the episode drops. So, again, mixture of... We'll give you other stuff on Instagram, because right. I think we're gonna have to start getting into other planets and how they affect us, especially yeah.
and you did
because
your,
we each have every planet
yeah
in our birth chart, obviously, and how they affect
their different houses
mm-hmm.
and
so
and get into the houses, because each house rules something, like mm-hmm. the planets rule something, each house and what certain things are in your house means. I don't know. It just, it yeah. gets deep.
It's probably a lot to talk about in the podcast, but obviously we'll definitely touch
we'll
on
it
and we'll probably share a lot more maybe on Instagram and then like make a highlight or something just to kind of
keep it afloat.
Give you like little tidbits, like you've been saying.
It's my jam, right? And next episode, we're going to be touching on Taurus season. I have a Taurus in my life.
Which starts the 19th and 420.
420. I'm going to spin that day.
Going to spin Wiz Khalifa and Snoop.
Wiz Khalifa and Snoop spin class. So.
Tuesday morning.
It's a Tuesday evening. Yeah.
Tuesday evening. I would go, but I'm just not. I can't. It's spin is not for me.
She's
I've
like,
just
nope.
come to the realization that.
Can't do it.
And if I do it, I need to probably train. Like. I'm good.
Practice, like, go to...
Practice.
You should go to the classes at Yale.
Because they're hard there, too.
They are, no, they really are. I used to burn, like, 800 calories in those EOS classes.
Yeah, I'm not burning not near that compared to my workouts.
But I also heard that Apple isn't, like, the top one for, like, when you're using it for, like, the health stuff. So some people are like, no, I use a, someone, I don't know, someone used like a Garmin, I think it was. And theirs was like, I used my Garmin and then I used my Apple one and it said I burned less on my Apple. So you're probably burning more, yeah. Just
I thought
saying.
So too.
You probably are.
I haven't burned shit today because I don't do anything. But I achieved my stand goal.
There you go. At least you stood.
At least you stood.
Your feet aren't swollen.
Anyways,
yes.
That's all. Oh,
that's
no, it's not all
we
got for you. We still have a little bit more. We're going to touch on, again, end of the month.
Oh, yeah, our next
Scorpio
episode.
Full moon. So you said we'll jump into Taurus season. We got Scorpio full moon at the end of the month, and then we've got
Pluto retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly,
We're almost there. But not quite.
We're at like 8:20, I think, 8:25, 26 or something like that. So we need a couple.
Stony Sisters.
A few more
Seriously.
Followers. I know Instagram has been so weird lately with trying to switch the pages. If you have multiple pages on your Instagram,
excuse me.
It's been really weird trying to toggle between both of them. But we're almost there. Once we have our 1,000 followers, we are doing a
1,000 follower giveaway.
Where you're planning on teaming up with some brands, hopefully influencers. Oh, Candace David is hosting an event.
420 event.
Yes.
We should have brought that up.
We'll bring it up now. But they are having a 420 event on the weekend of the 17th and the 18th. And
yeah, it should be dope. We haven't quite decided if we'll
be attending yet, but
I would really much like to. It sounds like a great event, and I know it's going to be a good event because she obviously throws good events.
Right.
There's never been a bad event. But I'm still nervous with COVID.
Yeah.
But.
And it's going to be rec and patient, 21 up.
So, anyway, check them out. And like, follow, share our page. Get us up to the 1,000 follower giveaway.
Yep. Go review. You can do a review on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And other than that,
thanks for listening.
Yep. Another week. Here's to a new beginning to April. Set your intentions. Stay blessed. Yep. Stay blessed. And stay stony.